This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd is moving ahead today with jury selection, even though there could be more delays. The AP's Julie Walker.
The case could be delayed for weeks or months as the state tries to add a third-degree murder charge. Protests took place outside the courthouse yesterday when jury selection was originally scheduled to begin. Prosecutors are asking the appeals court to put Derek Chauvin's trial on hold until the issue of adding the third-degree murder charge is resolved. Legal experts say it would improve the odds of getting a conviction. Chauvin pled not guilty to second-degree murder and manslaughter after holding his knee on George Floyd's neck for about 9 minutes as he lay on the ground saying he couldn't breathe. I'm Julie Walker.
No word yet from Buckingham Palace on the explosive interview in which Prince Harry and wife Meghan allege racism and insensitivity within the royal household. But the British are reacting. Our Charles de Ledesma's in London.
A set builder by trade, Matthew Amborn tells the AP he wasn't that sympathetic to the royal family to start with, and now, like many others, feels more drawn to the Sussexes.
I know a lot of people think the same thing. There's a real sort of swell of kindness towards them and empathy.
In contrast, a lawyer, Karina Mitchell, thinks the two-hour interview was far too intrusive.
I think it's a shame that they did it. I think it is very personal what they've talked about. Any family would be upset about that.
The explosive TV interview has divided people around the world. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Kia is telling owners of thousands of vehicles to park them outside because of the risk of an engine compartment fire. Kia is now recalling some late model Sportage and Cadenza vehicles. The House may approve the COVID relief bill today or tomorrow. This is AP News. Former President Trump is demanding that the Republican National Committee stop using his name in fundraising efforts. The AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Former President Donald Trump and the Republican hierarchy appear at odds over money. The Republican National Committee says it has every right to use Trump's name in fundraising efforts, claiming he reaffirmed the use this past weekend. But in a statement, Trump slammed the RNC, demanding no more money for RINOs, short for Republicans in name only. Instead, he's insisting donors send money to his Save America PAC through his personal website. The party is eager to tap into his popularity with the base, but that runs counter to Trump's push to control the party through the use of his name and image. I'm Tim McGuire.
Wyoming is the latest state to lift the mask mandate. It's also lifting some restrictions for businesses. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.